I can bring home the bacon, fried up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Tracy Timmons from the Word of Mom Radio Network. We're here on Mindful Healthy Habits, and today I am really thrilled to share another one of the great human beings that Dori and I met at the National Publicity Summit. Laura DeFranco, MPT, won't let you settle for a mediocre life. Your health, wealth, and happiness is one brave healing book, poem, workshop, strategy session, or moment away. With almost 3 decades of expertise in holistic physical therapy, 6 books, and a third degree black belt in Taekwondo, Laura's energy and method are contagious and unlike anything you've experienced. She's the owner of Brave Healer Productions, and we have her today. How awesome. Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, too. And, you know, before anything else, I just have to ask you, because my background is in theater. I'm an actress and a singer and a teacher. And so productions makes me think that, like, you know, you're out there, you know, performing and doing films and stuff. Why productions as opposed to, you know, Brave Healer, Inc. or Brave Healer, LLC, or, you know, whatever?
You know, that's a great question that no one's asked me yet. You know, when this whole idea started, one of the very first things I created was a poem that I wrote, but I asked moms and daughters to actually read on video the stanzas of the poem, and I created this little tiny movie out of my poem with all of the mothers and daughters, and it was like a production. It was like the first thing that I created out of one of my messages, and that's actually how that was born.
Oh, that's awesome, and that's why you and I connected so strongly, because even though we're sort of coming at it from different angles, we're like-hearted in how to go about our business, I guess you could say.
Definitely.
And so you started as a physical therapist, so tell us a little bit about that.
I did. I'm so thankful that way back when I was one of those people who like chose a healing path early on, I was like an athlete then. I've always been an athlete. And what I thought I was going to do was be like a sports medicine doctor or something like that. And physical therapy was one of those ways I could get into that field. I loved everything about anatomy and healing and the body. And we had a speaker come into high school one day at our career center, and it was a physical therapist. And ever since I heard her talk about what she did, she was so excited about it. That was it for me. Like, I chose that day when I think I was 16.
Wow, yeah.
And just went right from there, volunteered, figured it out, loved it, picked a school, graduated. I mean, my path was from the get-go. And in grad school, I remember there were probably 29 of us in a very small graduate school for physical therapy, and only a handful of us had chosen that career from the get-go. I would say probably 2/3 of that class were career change people.
Oh, interesting.
Who were moving into the healthcare field from some other very different field, like a lot of business people. And yeah, so I'm kind of happy that I chose it right away and went for it. And also chose a holistic path right away, which is, mm-hmm. I think, one of the keys to healing.
Yeah, absolutely. So you always, from the time you started, then ended up with sort of a holistic philosophy as opposed to just going straight into just strictly medicine.
Well, yes, I credit that mindset to early mentors. And mm-hmm. I think, again, I was just very, very lucky to be hooked up with some early mentors as a student, early mentors as a first job, who had already sort of gone that route, and they were willing to teach me why mind, body, soul was really the way to go at a person, not just body parts. It's important, you know, if you want real authentic healing, if you want stuff to actually last, you have to go at the whole of a person and help them understand how all of that stuff is integrated. Because, you know, the Western medical system just doesn't do that very well. And traditional physical therapy doesn't even do that very well. We get a prescription for a body part, you know, and we evaluate it and treat it. But if you're looking at the whole person, you have a much better chance of really helping them.
Yeah, so true. Very true.
When did you start writing? I've been journaling since I was 15. And I, believe it or not, I have kept every single one of those journals. You remember the little diaries you used to get with the little lock and key on them? Oh, my gosh. Yes, I have a couple of those from when I was a teenager.
I still have all mine, too.
Yes, I love looking at them once in a while and just sort of laughing at myself, you know? Those pages are so filled, the early ones anyway, with these hormone-filled passages about the boys I liked and all that fun stuff.
Yep.
But I started really writing for other people to read. I call it writing out loud, probably for my business in about 2008. And that was a, you know, little leap of faith there. It was scary to start to write things for other people and open myself up to that kind of criticism. But I've fallen in love with writing ever since. I feel like I can't stop now.
Yeah. How did you first know that there was a book ready to come out?
You know, if you ask my friends and family, they'll tell you I've always known. I talked about it my entire career, and it never happened until one year my son and I were looking for an activity to do together, and we popped into a Taekwondo class. And we left there, and I looked down at him, and I'm like, dude, what do you think? Should we do this? And he looked up at me. He's 5 and a half, you know. He's like, well, I'll do it if you do it, Mom. And so 6 years later, we earned our black belts together, and I wrote a book about the journey.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, that moment I knew, like, I had looked at my journals, and I told you I've been journaling all of that time. Well, that included all of my adult life, too. So I looked at my journals and realized I had already documented so many stories of the time that we trained together, that the book itself was pretty much already written by the time I decided that that was going to be the book. It was pretty exciting.
Right. Wow. How cool. And how
it
do you
was
feel
way
that
cool.
The Taekwondo mixes in with what you do, the holistic healing?
You know, it was such a perfect match for me. And I, you know, I was telling you, I've always been an athlete. I played soccer. I was a runner. And when I found the martial arts, basically, you know, for my son, I was instantly addicted to this activity that was also kind of mind, body, soul. And if you know anything about the martial arts, you know that it's more of a lifestyle than it is an activity. And it's really about, like, how you show up in life. And, you know, every time you show up for a class, to show up at the dojang, you were practicing certain tenets that really serve the rest of your life as well. So
Absolutely.
When I ended up writing the book, it was really about the whole journey, the whole, everything together, what was happening to me with my son as a healer in a career, all of that stuff together. The book is called In Healing and Taekwondo. So that was the first memoir that I self-published back in 2012.
Wow, cool. And then where'd the poetry come from?
You know, if you looked back at that very first journal with the little lock and key on it, you would find poems, believe it or not. Pretty corny ones. but, you know, poems nonetheless. And so there was a day back in 2014, as a physical therapist, we have to take classes for our license. And I was out in Sedona taking a class. And when I flew out there, I had my journal in my purse, like I usually do, and I wrote a journal entry on my way over. It was something sort of calling me to do it. And I wrote about the class and about just the things that were going through my mind. And there was this message in my head the entire time. This isn't just for you. You have to read this out loud. And over and over, it kind of repeated itself. And I stood up that day, the first day of class. There were 220 people in that ballroom taking that class that week. And I had asked permission to read something. We were doing kind of a Q&A, and he was just taking comments the first day. So I stand up in the middle of the 220 people and read my journal entry, and shaking like a leaf, mind you.
Yeah.
And afterwards, a gal came and grabbed me, and, you know, I turned around and she's like, "Thank you so much for sharing your poem with us." And I became a poet that day. I'm like, poem? Oh, you know, and so after that class and that moment, this is going to sound maybe slightly crazy, but I had 48 poems move out of me after that. And that was my next journal, call it the Warrior Journal, was a whole volume of poetry that I self-published. There are now four of those, just to give you an idea of that amazing connection that I made with that part of me who had all of that poetry inside of her. It's been a really amazing journey.
Well, and, you know, I seem to know, I also, you know, the very first journal, there's, like you said, some of the, you know, cute little cheesy poems in there, because my father had given me the journal, and he specifically said, you know, it's to write whatever you want, your feelings, your stuff, you know. He happened to say poems, and I'm a very good instruction taker, so, you know, poems were supposed to be included, so there were poems. But I seem to figure out pretty early on, and it sounds like, you know, for you, you read this entry and you didn't even think of it as a poem. But I did figure out pretty early on that poem isn't necessarily, you know, an ABAB rhyme scheme or something, you know, like that it could just be a kind of a free flow thing. And I have to say that I was a singer before I was ever an actress. I'm like, getting up to sing doesn't really intimidate me, you know. acting can intimidate me, and I can definitely have panic attacks and whatever, but I get up and I do it. But nothing scares me as much as, you know, what you were saying, getting up in front of people and reading a poem out loud. Because when you're acting, you're playing a character, and even to an extent when you're singing, you're playing a character.
Yes.
And when you're reading poetry, it's you. It's like taking your insides and sharing them with the world. And so, yeah, that whole shaking like a leaf thing, and then to actually put them in books. And I have on occasion, you know, gotten up to read mine, but it's the scariest thing.
That's so awesome that you're talking about it like that, and I totally get it. Yes, it has felt so much like that, just like showing a piece of your deepest part of you, your soul, to the world. And I have since, you know, stood up at open mic nights, several now, to recite my poems, and even got one of them really down well enough that even I was like smiling about it one night. And that has been a game changer. And you know, as a singer and an actress, that whole journey for you most likely was a healing journey. I mean, when you go from not being able to do that to being able to do that, that whole process of learning and growing and evolution and just feeling comfortable in your own skin enough to entertain people. It's amazing.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, no. And there's nothing that feels as good. In fact, one of the reasons that in my own personal journey, I never really had as a goal, you know, being quote unquote a movie star. But of course, if you start going down that path as far as thinking that might be your profession, you know, that's the way it becomes quote unquote a profession. That's the way you become, you know, rich and famous, as you become a movie star. But I eventually, you know, once I was, I guess, in my 30s is when I realized that for me, it is that feeling. It's that knowing that you've touched another human being, and that's missing when you do film, because it's not, you know, it's not happening in that moment. It's, you know, 6 months later or a year later sometimes before an audience ever actually even sees the work. And so, you know, I ended up making, you know, different choices, and I mainly stick with, you know, stage. And honestly, I even prefer, I've done some larger venues, but I really prefer that small venue where the audience is, you know, can reach out and touch you, and you can actually feel that energy. So, yeah, definitely. Very cool. Well, listen, Laura, we're going to take a quick pause to say thank you to our great sponsors for today. And then I want to hear more about your various programs and books and what's coming next.
Awesome.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched stadiumbags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
I told my boss I was terrified to face the day. He told me the roads were clear, to man up and get going. Before I knew it, I had a full load of the wildest, most savage creatures on the planet. They came prepared today. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words are the only weapons here. Insulting gestures are bee stings ripping away at my confidence. Whispers create laughter, and I know I'm the only joke here. My heartbeats turn into a bass drum, sending shockwaves through my chest. The numbness in my arms can only be compared to their numbness to my feelings. Everyday abuse leaves scars that last forever. 32 years on this planet, all broken down by 32 elementary school kids.
This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you that anyone, even teachers, can be bullied. For more information about what to do about it, call 403-447-4404. Or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
And we're back. And this is Tracy Timmons on Mindful Healthy Habits on the Word of Mom Radio Network. I'm talking to Laura DeFranco of Brave Healer Productions. And we've been talking about her background in physical therapy and becoming a writer and her black belt in Taekwondo. And because, you know, so she's this great healer, but she can also kick your ass. And and so tell us a little bit about what Brave Healer Productions has become. What are some of the programs that you offer?
Thank you for asking. I have some really awesome things coming up in 2019. I'm going to be teaching a class called Intuitive Writing for Healers. And that's really kind of a signature program that I've developed because I feel like one of the missions I have in the world, like honestly, the reason I was born was to now grab the hands of other healers and help them share their messages out loud. And it's one of the reasons I started a podcast. It's one of the reasons I started helping other people by putting their blogs on my platform. And I know you know this because you're doing it for people like you're doing it for me right now on the radio show. It's such a great feeling to pay that forward because we had people who did that for us, right?
Right.
So Intuitive Writing for Healers is a six-week online program, and I really take people through the different sort of stages of awareness that build that foundation for courage, the courage you need. You know, we were talking about this a few minutes ago, to actually be out loud with your story, your message, your performance, whatever it is you feel called to share. So that is one of the programs going on in 2019. I also have the Write, W-R-I-T-E, Habits, online writing club. And that's just another way to keep people accountable to the process. But if you have listened to me so far, you know it's not going to be just the writing club. This is going to be about healing. It's going to be a guided process. It's going to be a much deeper dive sort of into your inner wisdom and figuring out where you want that writing to come from. So, yeah, thank you for asking.
Yeah, no, that's great. So mainly right now you're focused on kind of healing through writing. Would you say that that's true, or are there other kinds of healing programs that you're...
Well, you know, I practice in, I'm located in Bethesda, Maryland, in the D.C. area, and I do practice hands-on holistic physical therapy here out of my home. Mm. And I'm also helping people with, oh, I don't like the word coach because I don't feel like a coach. You know what I feel like? I feel like more of a fire starter and a strategy expert. Mm-hmm. So if you're a healer who is feeling burned out and you love what you do, but you are exhausted and you're not really sure you love what you do anymore, I'm the one that's going to help you through to showing up in the world in the way that you were called to show up. And we're going to make a strategy together. We're going to figure out the healing that needs to be done and then the business strategy that needs to be followed so that you can really serve from an overflow. This goes for everybody, honestly, moms especially. Are you kidding?
Yes.
Like, we're constantly serving from reserves. We are so tired so often. And, you know, self-care is kind of a hot topic right now, but really it's a necessity. We have to be able to recharge ourselves so that we can give from an overflow. And I have a mission to help the healers of the world do that.
Wow. How cool. And I mean, you know, we all need to be on a mission, right? And I do.
Go ahead. We're talking over each other.
No, well, because it's interesting, because I think, you know, my words kind of brought us both into a different sort of idea place. But, you know, to me, everything is about a journey. And, you know, you've been talking about this journey through, you know, starting a journal as a teenager, deciding to become a physical therapist as a teenager. And it's interesting because Dori DiCarlo, my partner here at the radio station, will actually teach workshops sometimes in social media and how to market yourself. And then we have a few different gurus that are on. And I'm just looking, you know, I always try to let the listeners in behind the curtain to the process. And all my guests send me their information and their bio and their social media links. And, you know, we discuss some different topics that we might like to talk about. And so I usually have that sheet in front of me while I'm talking so that I have the information at my fingertips. And I make sure that we cover everything we want to talk about. And I literally was just happening to notice your different social media links and how your handles are different. And one of the things that they talk about is, you know, when you start to, quote, unquote, brand yourself, you know, having some consistency or whatever. So I always compliment the people when they literally have the same exact, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and if you're anything like me, though, you probably started on those different platforms at you know, different times in your life. And to me,
exactly.
I'm looking at that. You have completely different handles on every social media platform. And I'm looking at this
crazy.
Going, she was at a very different place. Like, your Facebook, I love. And it actually caught my eye when I said she has the black belt in Taekwondo and she can kick your ass because your Facebook handle is kick-ass warrior goddess, which
yes.
probably means you were really focused on the Taekwondo when that happened. I'm totally speculating here. I have no idea. Your Twitter is Live Heal TKD. Is that right? Am I reading that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Live Heal Taekwondo, right? And that was
Live Heal Taekwondo.
Back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. And then Instagram is Brave Healer by Laura. And probably Instagram was last, just like it was for me. And that's when Brave Healer sort of became your thing. And in a way, I love that. You know, people are going to have a hard time remembering all that about you. But, you know, in this day and age, too, you get the links and then you just have them and it doesn't matter. You know, you start following people and then you're there and it doesn't matter if you remember what they are. And it's an interesting look at your journey and sort of how your mission has evolved over the time. And I think that's kind of fascinating, actually.
Definitely. That's so funny that you picked up on that. Believe me, when I started in the world of this new online business and doing this different thing, I was for sure given that advice, you know, can you make all your things the same? Well, then I would go back to Twitter and the Brave Healer wasn't available. And it was
right.
like, okay, well, now what do I do? You know, do I make it something different that's close enough to that, or do I just keep it the same? And I was just like, you know what? I'm keeping it the same. Yeah, and I think, again, probably if you just do the job of making sure people know how to find you and follow you, then eventually,
exactly.
like I said, you know, they've got them all, and then it's just connected, and it doesn't matter.
I agree.
So, yeah, I think, you know, if you're starting a business, then don't get all cute and creative and make your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram different, make them the same. Pick something and choose it. But if you happen to evolve that way, I don't think you necessarily – I mean, I know I had a friend who really wanted me to get on Instagram, and I was the worst. I took for forever because I wanted to do it, quote unquote, the right way. And she's like, just start an Instagram. And I'm like, but I also want to use it for my business. And she's like, well, just have different accounts. And I'm like, I don't want different accounts. That's too
right.
much work. You know?
Yes, like, it is.
So.
And, you know, you're touching on something that's really important is that perfectionism is going to paralyze you.
Right.
So, you know, you think you need to do it this way because 10 people are telling you need to do it this way, except for there's some reason you can't. And then in meanwhile, you don't. You don't do
right.
anything. And that's worse. So
right.
If there's anything that I've learned on this journey of life, it's to jump before I'm ready.
Yes.
And I do a lot of things before I'm ready. And I really, really attribute a lot of the success I've had to that one thing.
Yeah, well,
don't,
and that's
don't really...
great, because if there's any message that I need to hear over and over again, it is that one, Laura, because
yeah.
that is, I have been the opposite. I've sometimes not jumped and been paralyzed, and I'm better now, but I often have to remind myself that rather than hanging back and waiting until I'm quote-unquote ready, like, let's just go, let's just do it. Dory always says done is better than perfect, and
yes.
It's a hard one for me to take to heart because I used to really strive for perfect, but then I didn't get anything done.
Yeah, it sounds like you are a fellow recovering perfect good girl.
Yep.
You know, and I know that there are a lot of women out there who are, and so we don't do things unless they're perfect or unless we're perfectly ready, and that will stop you up faster than anything. You know, I don't believe in mistakes or failures anymore either along the same line of thought. I just think that those are stepping stones and that they're learning tools. So when you reframe that for yourself, you don't get as paralyzed because you're not worried about making the mistakes and, you know, the other big one is like worried about what everyone else is going to think type of thing. Ugh.
Right. 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 Exactly. Yeah. That's the other thing. Well, and that's, you know, that comes from the whole actress syndrome too. Everybody's not watching everything I do and I don't have to, you know, perform for an audience every second of my life.
Yes, exactly.
So tell us about the latest book.
The latest book is called Brave Healing, surprise, surprise, Brave Healing, A Guide for Your Journey. And I love this book. It's considered a teaching memoir. There's a lot of us who are combining memoir with tools, and that's what this book is. It's really got some raw stories of my own life and healing, and every other chapter is a guided body awareness and writing tool where I'm helping the reader through things like the doubt and uncertainty, the fear, and we're cultivating the awareness and the courage throughout the book until you get to the end and you can really start to step into whatever that is for you. You know, we use the words purpose and mission a lot, and I know a lot of people who will say to me, well, I don't even know. And so what I say to that is it's totally okay not to know, and not knowing is a great space to be in because it's one big blank slate that you get to create from.
Right.
So rather than getting all down on yourself for not knowing, just start to question it all and really understand what your truest, deepest desires are and start from that place of discovering yourself and what you really love and what really turns you on. And so the book is a little bit of that, lots of tools, lots of ideas, and the whole process is really just an amazing healing process. And I use the word brave because I think that this journey, you know, if you've chosen it, is not for sissies. it really does take some courage to be on this path and show up for life inside of that authentic, real self that is the recovering good girl, you know?
Yeah.
And just sort of kind of be unapologetic about her, about that, that those pieces of her that want to be expressed. So, that's a little bit about what's in that book.
Well, and you know, I change my mind about it all the time. I have a lot of young nieces, so I'm very up on Disney princesses. And but for a while now, I'm pretty sure most of the time my favorite Disney princess is Merida, who is Brave. That's the movie. And,
I love that movie.
And you know, she's the Scottish princess who isn't a good girl, right? She's breaking all the rules and being brave and just out there being bold. And I've loved sharing that with my young nieces because it's sort of my way of hoping that they don't get stuck in, you know, the trying to be a good girl and waiting to be ready, and that they just decide to be brave and be bold and go out and do what they want to do. And
I love that.
I
love it. And I'm practicing with my daughter as well. She's, you know, I have an 18-year-old son going on 18 and a 16-year-old daughter going on 25. You know those girls, right?
Yes, I do.
And I really made a vow to myself and to her that I wouldn't squash her spirit by putting too many rules there. And definitely, you know, my opinion about parenting is not a common popular one, because I give her a lot of freedom. But in the same sentence, I could tell you that I think because I've given her a lot of freedom, that one is fearless. She expresses herself. She knows what she wants. She feels things, and she's not afraid to tell you what she feels or talk to you about what's up in her life. You know, I remember I held a lot of things back from my own mom. I didn't want to share anything because I always felt like I was trying to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that I've learned hopefully, you know, we can only hope that we've learned parts of these lessons to sort of carry on to whoever we can, as far as our kids and our nieces and our grandkids and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Wow. Laura, I could talk to you for forever, but I think we're going to need to wrap this up. So tell us the most important thing that you want us to know, and make sure everybody knows how to get in touch with you.
So here it is. You were born, so you are worthy. Your message matters. What if the very pain you're afraid to share is exactly the thing someone needs to hear to change their life for the better? It is time to be brave, you guys. And you can come find me at bravehealer.com.
Excellent. Brave Healer, exactly like you think it's spelled, BRAVEHEALER.com.
You got it.
Yes. Search for her on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's different handles everywhere, but she's there. And we will, of course, as always, have all the links. The website will definitely be linked on Blog Talk Radio. We don't usually have room for all the social media, but that'll be on our website. And Laura, it's been such a pleasure to share you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. This was an awesome conversation.
It really was. Make today a great day.
Thank you for listening to Mindful Healthy Habits today on the Word of Mom Radio Network. It was so wonderful talking to Laura, and I have joined her Write Habits Writing Club, and I'm very excited about that. I'm really hoping that gets my creative juices flowing again, and I'll definitely be updating everyone on how that's going. Tomorrow on the Mompreneur Model Show, we have Hope from Black Tie Babysitting. It's a concierge babysitting service that actually will take care of children at events. So if you have that event where kids are not invited, rather than parents having to choose maybe who maybe can or cannot find a babysitter or whatever, or not comfortable leaving the kids home for as long as they're going to be there or whatever it is. They take care of the kids right there at the event. So that's going to be a really cool mompreneur model show tomorrow. On behalf of Dori DiCarlo and myself, I want to remind all of you to please be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, to be yourself. Remember to check out all the holiday gift ideas that are pinned to the top of our Facebook page, and then a little easier to look through in the blog post on our website, wordofmomradio.com. And we will close out the show again today with the wonderful Smith Sisters bluegrass song, She Is You.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself. Yeah, she takes care of biz, powerful and strong. Yeah, she knows who she is, has integrity, woman strong and true. You know her by name, see this woman is you. She is sure,
she is sure.
She is strong,
she is strong.
She is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave.
She is bold,
she is bold.
She is you,
she is you. She is you.
She is sure,
she is sure.
She is strong,
she is strong.
She is true,
she is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Adds value and hope. Has proved to be brave. See, it's never too late. Never time to behave. Reaching for dreams. Doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself. Unleashed from her cage. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.